Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Loving Him. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Who's the ignorant one? Who's the fool? According to the Bible, it's the fool who says in his heart, there is no God. It is so sad. It is so pitiful that they won't even acknowledge the one who gives them their next breath. And Romans talks about this. In fact, just hold your place here and go to Romans. Let's read this. Put it together. Romans, the first chapter. You're holding your place there in 1 Corinthians. Romans 1. Verse 16. I am not ashamed of the gospel, the good news of Christ. Amen. Gospel means good news about the good things, about the anointed one. Hallelujah, the Christ. Yeah, you're not ashamed of the gospel either? I'm not ashamed. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, not to everybody, but to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein, in the gospel, is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. How is it revealed? It's revealed from faith to faith. What if you have no faith? Then you will have no revelation. To those who don't believe there is a God, to them there will be no God. It'll be like there is no God. And it's their fault. And people get at them and go, well, God, if you exist, prove it to me. Well, if you are defiant and you don't believe it, nothing's going to happen for you. You'll live in ignorance and darkness your life, and you'll die. And as soon as you die, you're going to get a real revelation. But it's going to be late. Keep reading. How is God's, the rightness and everything God is and does is right. How is it revealed? From faith to faith. The more you believe, the more it'll be revealed to you. The less you believe, the less it'll be revealed to you. This book, I don't care how many degrees you got, what a genius you might think you are, if you don't believe, this is a closed book to you. It will make no sense to you. You will not get it. And it's not because it's not there. It's because you're blind. Right. And spiritually dead. Oh, but to those that believe. Yes. I said to those that believe. There's life in every word. There's light. Is that right? There's life-changing truth in every phrase. And the more you believe, the more it comes to you. Aren't you glad you believe? Keep reading. He said, the just to live by faith, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Now, if they hold it in unrighteousness, they must have heard it. They must have seen it. Keep reading. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them or to them, for God has showed it to them. Keep reading. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, when they knew God, now that doesn't mean they had an intimate relationship with Him, obviously. You read the rest of the phrase. But when they realized and recognized and saw that God exists, what did they do? They glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations. And when you do that, when you see light, and you see truth, but you don't want it. The next thing that happens to you is the blinders come down. Their minds and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to become wise, they became fools. The further I go, the more I see. If God revealed Himself any more than what He's already doing, there'd be no room for faith. There'd be no place for faith. Think about it. Before you get all messed up from the world as a little child, barely old enough to talk or whatever, walk, and you just a few years old and you see the stars in the sky, you see the sunshine, you feel it, and you feel the wind on your face, and you see the amazing animals and nature and all this. Their little spirits are alive. To God. Is that right? Until they get old enough to know right from wrong and make a wrong decision and go the wrong way, and then they need to be born again. But I don't care what religion you grew up in or no religion or where you are on the planet, everybody has had a moment. Maybe in their childhood, maybe in their teenage or adult, they looked up, they see nature, they see creation. The Bible said even God's eternal power and Godhead are clearly seen. Amen. By what's made here. These oceans, the atmosphere, the mountains, the power of gravity. Come on, are you listening? Amen. Who can prove there's no creator? Nobody can. Somebody said, prove to us there's a God. Prove to us there's not. It came from somewhere. How did it get here? Why don't people believe in God? Because they don't want to believe in God. They will ignore obvious light and truth. They don't want God. That's the problem. I said, that's the problem. And to those people, they will live in darkness and they will be blind, and to them it's like there is no God. But go back to the scripture in 1 Corinthians there. To another group of people, though, it's going to be a different life. If these folks that feel sorry for us knew how much fun we were having, if they really could walk in our shoes and experience what we're experiencing for half a day. Huh? They'd be right up in the middle of us next Sunday. Is that right? They'd never want to go back again. If any man think that he knows something, I don't care how bright you think you are, how much you know, you don't know anything yet as you ought to know. Compared to what God knows about it, you don't know half a thimbleful.
Yes, that's right.
Drop in the bucket. But verse 3, you might say it like this: you're not going to be able to impress God with how much you know about Him. Come on, think about that now. Every one of us need to watch this. Don't mock anybody from any other denomination or group. Don't make fun of anybody. If you see something they're still confused about, it's the grace of God. And truth is, there's some stuff you don't see. Just like stuff they don't see. But the problem is, you know why you don't know it? You don't see it. But somebody else could be looking at you doing the same thing. It's foolish. And what you should be looking for is not how much somebody knows, how many scriptures they can quote, how many hours they told you they logged in prayer. Man, I was able to spend 2 whole hours praying today. Well, you sound like it's a job. If you're spending 2 whole hours with somebody you really love, are you marking the time? Okay, that's it. I can go now, right? See, it's a wrong mentality. If we know Him, if we're experiencing Him, if we're loving Him, it takes it beyond duty. It's not a job. Well, let's get up. We have to go to church. Okay, I forgot. We got to read our chapter. Come on. All right, let's hurry up. No, we get to. We get to go to church. We get to pray. We get to read our chapter. Because we want to. Come on, am I by myself or not? We want to read our chapter. We want to hear about our God who loves us and whom we love. What did He say? What did He say? What did He say to me? We want to go and fellowship with His people that He loves. We're His heart. We are His people. We're His heart. We're the apple of His eye. We're what He loves. Keep reading. If any man love God, not know a bunch about God, if you love God, the same is known of Him. Now, why would you say that? Doesn't God know everybody? Actually, not in this sense, no. He does not know everybody. Remember, Jesus said, He's going to say to some people, depart from me, I never knew you. Now, when He says no here, He's talking about interaction. He's talking about experience. The Bible uses that language between husbands and wives. Adam knew his wife Eve. They had intimate relations. We're supposed to have intimate relations with God. We're supposed to interact with Him and Him reveal Himself to us. And us not just know about Him, but get to know Him. Not just learn a bunch of stuff and take a bunch of notes about Him, but experience Him. Not everybody on the planet's going to get that. Not even every churchgoer is going to get that. Who's going to get it? Go to John, the 14th chapter. Who's going to get it? Very specific. Group of people, to them, to those that love Him. Hallelujah. Who's going to get it? Those who love Him. Who loves Him? Who loves Him?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Loving Him, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 2nd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.